With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A White House official says essential federal workers should get their back pay soon.
Trump economic advisor Kevin Hassett said payments will probably come in the next week or sooner. Federal workers deemed essential, including Capitol Police officers, TSA workers, and air traffic controllers, had been forced to work without paychecks during the shutdown. Meanwhile, it'll likely take some time to get SNAP food aid payments and air travel back to normal.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. While the government shutdown has most federal employees heading back to work, getting the planes back up in the air may take a little more time.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the 6% limit will stay in place while officials assess to see whether the air traffic system can safely return to normal. The flight cuts were implemented last week as more air traffic controllers were calling out of work, citing stress and the need to take on second jobs, leaving some control towers and facilities short-staffed. I'm Mike Hempen.
Blue Origin has launched its huge new Glenn rocket with a pair of NASA spacecraft destined for Mars. Bob Agnew reports.
The liftoff from Florida is only the second flight of the rocket that Jeff Bezos' company and NASA are counting on to get people and supplies to the moon. The Mars orbiters will spend a year hanging around Earth before setting off for the red planet. The rocket's inaugural test flight earlier this year reached orbit but failed to land the booster on a barge in the Atlantic. This time, Blue Origin recovered the booster on its floating platform. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 797 points. The Nasdaq dropped 536, with the S&P 500 plunging 113 points. This is SRN News. The mayor of Marion, Indiana, calls it the closest thing he's seen to a real-life miracle.
Last week, Mayor Ronald Morrell took $5,000 to an Aldi grocery store to give 50 families $100 each to pay for groceries. When the cash quickly ran out, he appealed on social media for donations. Local businesses and individuals quickly responded with $30,000 to help some 200 families. The mayor wrote on Facebook that, quote, God multiplied on the spot in real time. George Williams reporting.
Israeli actress Gal Gadot has been awarded Israel's Genesis Prize in recognition for her strong support of the country at a time when most in Hollywood support the Palestinians. The Wonder Woman star says she will donate the $1 million prize to organizations committed to helping Israel recover from the trauma of the two-year war. This is SRN News. The number of people diagnosed with tuberculosis worldwide rose again last year, including in the U.S. The global total eclipsed 2023's record number.
About 8.3 million people across the globe were newly diagnosed with TB in 2024. The World Health Organization says not all infections are diagnosed. The new numbers represent 78% of the estimated number of actual new cases. Globally, the number of deaths caused by TB fell last year. Tuberculosis cases in the U.S. continue to rise, reaching the highest level in more than a dozen years. Rich Thomason reporting.
Israel says militants have handed over one of the last four remaining hostages taken during the October 7, 2023 attack that launched the war in Gaza. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.